Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're back with more of The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, welcome back. Special edition, extended edition of the Instigators today with the season-ending press conferences of interim coach Don Granato and general manager Kevin Adams that just finished up. We grabbed our buddy Marty. We called him, asked him if he'd join us. And we're going to go until 1 o'clock here, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll have full fan reaction tomorrow with myself and Craig. We'll have Elliot Friedman at 11. Friday, Marty will be back. Darren Dreger, who's also reporting some stuff on insider trading today, will join us Friday at 11. So a lot going on. This conversation isn't going anywhere. So let's start the conversation now. And I'll ask you, Marty, because you're new to the Instigators today, is the big story still within the Jack Eichel injury?
Well, yeah, it is still a big story. I think Kevin did a great job of explaining the timeline where they're at. But somebody forgot to explain that to Jack, or Jack doesn't really care what the timeline is. He's got his mind set on something. So that's the thing. Like, if, you know, I know there's communication and I know that there's doctors and everything involved, but by the sound of it on Monday, Jack was really saying, I want this surgery. And now Kevin said, we're in that window where we both agreed that we were going to wait and take some more pictures, imaging, after the window's over and see where we're at. So I think as an organization, they are doing the right thing by agreeing and talking to the player. I just think this comes from Jack's maybe not being as patient as he would
isn't
like.
Isn't it more confusing?
I don't know that.
Like right now,
confusing.
you have Kevin Adams that says that they agreed. So when the doctors here in Buffalo, who are highly sought after for this type of thing, Jack goes out and gets a second opinion, and those doctors agree with the timeline. Did he not just say that? Did he not say that Jack's doctors agree with the ones here in Buffalo about giving it the timeline of rehab? And that was 12 weeks. Did they not say that?
Well, they said they wanted to give it a certain amount of time, but
12 weeks
from, you know, the injury to.
Okay. So they're still in that timeline. They're still in that timeline of conservative rehab approach.
Yes. But the thing is, as you all know, and this is why I said, Kevin explained it really clearly and very nicely, that we have made the decision like a month or a month and a half ago to say we are going to take this conservative approach and wait it out, do rehab, and then we'll take more pictures and we'll make another decision at some point. Now, yeah. I understand Jack's frustration in the
wouldn't that be the smart approach? Regardless?
Yeah, but
I don't,
it doesn't matter. Rivs, you know what? I know players and I've been in this situation where even though, like, I broke my collarbone, and even though both doctors were saying, okay, it's only going to heal on its own and don't worry about it, 12 weeks and you should be all good, 14 weeks at max or whatever. And I'm looking around, I'm like, well, you know what? this guy got a surgery on his collarbone and this guy got a surgery on his collarbone. And
yeah,
maybe I want a surgery on my collarbone. Like, that's where my comfort level
the
is.
The only problem that you're forgetting, Marty, is that the surgery that's going to be performed on Jack has never been performed on an NHL player before. So that's a problem.
I understand that. But again,
I have
a conversation with a doctor. Okay. And the doctor says, yeah, I think this is a really good approach. This is a really good approach. We can do this surgery. That's a good approach. Now the doctors put that in your head a little bit and you're the player and it's your body and it's your career. And you say, I like that he was confident about it. Now, after talking amongst each other, all the doctors get together and they say, okay, we'll take the conservative approach and see where it goes. But me, in my mind, I'm still thinking, I really like when that doctor said that's the way to go and that stays with you. But I am not a doctor. So that's why I think that at this point, I think it was a little bit premature for Jack to say, it's not my decision. And he was a little bit talking about the disconnect when, according to Kevin Adams, there was a connect. There was a conversation.
I have no problem after hearing Kevin Adams speak today and come right out of the gate with it. I love the way he addressed it. He hit it full head on and answered every question and shut any question down about the medical procedures and anything that's gone on. I have no problem with how the Sabres have handled this. I know I'm an employee, but I'm going to tell you this right now. I have no problem with how the team has handled this situation whatsoever. When I heard Jack speak on Monday and I heard Kevin Adams speak today, the disconnect is falling from what the player wants and what he's actually being advised is best for him. That's where the disconnect is. It's not that the team is disconnected. I believe Jack's disconnected. I believe Jack wants...
I think we have to take it also, you know, it's not too extreme. It's not Jack's extreme of disconnection and Kevin's extreme of we have communicated and everything is all good and we're still in that. I think there's somewhere in the middle there where there is still some questions not being, you know, totally answered either for Jack's sake or for the team's sake. And that's fine. It's always like that. But to think that they're worlds apart on what is the next step is not, it's not true. It's not true. And Kevin said it, and you just said it very nicely, PD, is that I think the team have communicated with Jack and Jack's camp and the doctors. And they said, we are going to take this conservative approach and we're still inside that window. Maybe Jack is saying my neck doesn't feel any different.
I understand that,
Marty. But the pictures could show something different and you have to wait it out.
My thought was this. When the Sabres found out that Jack wanted to have this surgery that has never been performed on an NHL player before, the Sabres doctors were uncomfortable with that, okay? They're professionals. These guys are incredible at what they do. They were uncomfortable with that course of action, okay? Yeah. To have that surgery right away. The Sabres doctors did communicate with Jack's doctors, correct? And they did come to an agreement to give it that conservative rehab timeline, right? And they're still in that timeline right now. They're still doing the rehab. They're trying to see if this, you know, herniated disc somehow can be alleviated. Is that not where they're at right now?
Yeah, but it almost sounds to me like Jack... And I'm not saying Jack's doctor or Jack's group or anything like that. I'm saying just Jack as the individual, as the player, was not in full agreement of wanting to go this conservative approach. That maybe he was in a situation where he felt that the surgery was a good idea, that he wanted to do it. And now... that he's kind of being forced to be patient. I think that's where the disconnect is. It's not so much as they agreed to a course of action and they have to wait it out before they can, you know, decide what they're going to do. I think it's more of a question of, did Jack, was he even in agreement with wanting to take this conservative approach in the first place? Because by the sound of it, it's almost sounds like Jack is frustrated and not being patient with the whole process. But everybody else agreed that that's the conservative approach we're taking.
Yeah, we'll discuss this more at length here. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. We're going to go until 1 o'clock here, extended edition of the Instigators, after all the news that have gone on here with the Sabres season-ending media addresses. Marty, Craig, Andrew, Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, welcome back. Extended edition of the Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG, and just recapping everything from interim head coach Don Granato's press conference and Kevin Adams' press conference. And I think Kevin Adams was much more anticipated. And I appreciated the honesty right out of the gate about the medical procedures and the communication that's been going on between the team and Jack and his camp. Now, let me ask you this, guys. Were there any questions that weren't asked that you were surprised that weren't asked? Did we hear anything about Sam's extension?
No, but I don't think that's... They asked about Sam and Risto's exit interviews and guys that are frustrated and where do we move forward. I thought Don handled it really good, you know, saying I'm prepared for anything. I was prepared for anything this year. And
you know, the funny thing is about that with Ristolainen is Risto never said that he 100% wants to be moved. He basically said to Kevin Adams, I'm good with whatever you do. If you want to trade me, I'm fine with that. If you want me to come back, I'm fine with that too. Do you not agree that that was the same thing? Or do you agree that there was something more to that in the way that Risto was trying to navigate his way through that? Do you feel that Risto right now is looking to be moved?
No, but you only are being asked those questions if you're in a situation like Risto has been. And the answer basically opens the door. Like if you ask, I don't know, if you ask Rasmus Dahlin right now, your name's been in rumors and, you know, there could be a possibility you wouldn't be here next year. He would answer, what? No, I want to, I'm here. This is the team I'm with. This is where I'm going to get better. This is the team I got drafted with. This is the opportunity I want. Like, it would be a completely different answer. And that's why, but we all expect that out of Risto now, because he's been around for 8 years and it's been eight miserable years for him and for the team. So,
yep.
You know, you have to expect that he's opening the door. Obviously, that's what it is. But I don't know that there was anything, PD, just for your question, that we missed in this press conference. We got all the information we needed out of Kevin.
Okay. All right. I don't disagree
with
that.
Was there something you wanted to know?
You're obviously going somewhere with this. Was there something that you felt was left out, not answered, something that's not sitting well?
No, nothing in particular. Honestly, I was just wondering, because you guys are normally the brains when it comes to that. That's all. That's all I was wondering. We do have to go to break, though. That's all. Just for a quick question for you guys, because we have to go to break because we're ending at 1 o'clock. So we'll be right back. Final segment of the Instigators for today. Although there is something that did stick out, and we'll talk about that at some point. So. We'll be right back. WGR 515 MSG Gold Skaters.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, Elliot Friedman tomorrow, Marty and Darren Dreger on Friday. Dregs is on with us at 11 o'clock. Final segment of this extended edition of the Instigators here on WGR 550. It's been I don't want to say entertaining, because that's at someone's expense. It's not entertaining. It's just been a whirlwind of information and conversations going on right now surrounding the Buffalo Sabres. Marty, what's your takeaway here, as we won't see you again until Friday? What's been your takeaway here the last few days?
My takeaway hasn't changed much. Jack is impatient. He's frustrated. And the team is telling him to just breathe and let's wait and see what happens after this conservative approach rehab window. But he wants to get something done, and he wanted it done a month and a half ago. That's the way I see it. So just got to breathe a little bit, let the dust settle, and wait for this window to close.
Yeah, same thing. You know, I can understand where Jack's coming from. I really can. I can understand where the team's coming from also. You know, Jack wants to have this surgery so he can heal himself and get back to doing what he does. And that's train, make sure he's ready for the start of the season, and make sure he's ready to rock and roll. That's what he wants. He's a professional athlete. He's a hockey player. Get the surgery, get it done, and move on. The Sabres organization, the doctors, they're taking a little bit more of an approach where they want to be conservative. They want to give time to see if this injury can heal itself and go in the right direction. So I understand both sides. I understand it well, because I was through it myself, but hopefully, time will heal and we'll move in the right direction.
I thought John Vogel asked a very interesting question to Don Granato, and it was regarding, is it head coach or bust for you? And I guess, Marty, I'll ask you this. Is this a job that, does Don Granato want the job? And if so, is he the main guy in the running right now, in your opinion? I know the process is still going to be going on.
Looks like Marty's frozen, so I'll take his opportunity to answer his question. He's going to say that, I think that Don Granato is going to want this opportunity. I think he's looking for a challenge. I think he enjoyed the last number of games, the 20, 25 games he had an opportunity to be a head coach. This is exciting for him. He is a head coach. He said that. He wants to be a head coach. And, I think he did a pretty admirable job throughout his time as the head coach. It's an interesting question, though. John Vogel asked the question, would you come back if you were asked to come back as an assistant? I just think that his first and foremost is he would like to be the head coach, and we'll see where that goes.
What are you head shaking, Marty? Marty's back. You look like a mannequin. You look like a mannequin there for a second, Marty.
Well, you froze on my screen, but anyway, Gremlins in the lines today, but I don't know where I cut off, but it is what it is. So Granado, yeah, top of the list probably, but they'll do their search and figure it out.
All right. Well, a fascinating few days here. Lots of questions, I think, still that will be not answered for quite some time. Again, as I mentioned, Elliot Friedman will join us tomorrow at 11
Very
o'clock.
Interesting offseason.
Darren Dreger back on Friday at 11 o'clock with Marty as well. It's going to be an interesting offseason, Craig. And something did stand out to me today. One thing really stood out, and it's going to set the table for our entire conversation for tomorrow. So I won't tell you what that is, but it's fascinating, and it involves the entire team top to bottom. Kevin Adams said something that stuck with me. We'll talk about what that is tomorrow with Elliot Friedman at 11. Can all this be reconciled? We'll get into that as well. What's the future of the team look like? One Bills Live next. Instigators back tomorrow, 10 to noon, WGR 550 and MSG. Thanks for tuning in.